Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight's going to be another awesome night. We got another awesome topic in line for you guys tonight. Tonight we're talking about the music business. It happens beyond the studio. But before we get into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to allow us to express ourselves collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that you bless every head, every ear, and every mind that is tuned in to this show. Lord, we ask that you give them a blessing and a lesson that they will understand that this is a gift that was provided by you. And with that recognition, that they can be blessed accordingly if they acknowledge you first. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about the music business. It happens beyond the studio. See, you got to understand that the music business have many intricate parts. It starts with the record labels, PR firms, music managers, music publishing, entertainment agencies, music distribution, entertainment lawyers, music magazines, music radio stations, all are part of the mass media. And together, collectively, it's big business. And to market yourself in this industry as an artist, when you get yourself outside of that studio, because most people are inside that box, they're saying, hey, I got to get into the studio. And all they want to do is make that hit. They want that quick ride to fame. It don't go that way. It goes beyond that. So that's what we'll be discussing tonight. And we'll be talking about going beyond that studio. I'm going to bring in, I have a wonderful guest. Her business is not necessarily the music business, but she's in the entertainment business with us. This is Sister Watermelon. Sister Watermelon, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hello.
Sister Watermelon, how are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing awesome. Where are you calling in from, by the way?
From Hollywood, Florida.
From Hollywood, Florida. Now, I do understand and I do know that you're not really necessarily a musician, but the industry that you're in, you're in the entertainment industry. You've done some radio, and you've done a lot of church scenes. You know, working in church and plays. So you work around music. The question is, do you see a parallel in what you do in marketing yourself as an artist would have to do the same?
Yes, I do. Oftentimes we do the same. We have to promote ourselves. You have to put flyers out. You have to constantly do business calls in different atmospheres and go different places and promote yourself in the same form and fashion.
All right. Maybe I put the cart before the horse. Introduce yourself. Tell us exactly what it is that you do. Tell us a little bit about you, how you acquired the name Sister Watermelon.
Well, Sister Watermelon came all about my church had a comedy show, and they asked me to do it at the time. I call it being in the right place at the right time. I wasn't doing comedy. That wasn't something I had a desire to do. That wasn't. Just wasn't me, and I was asked to do it. Oh, you're a funny young lady. I'm like, no, that's not me. I'm not doing that. That's not my call. And I happened to do it because my pastor asked me. I got up, and then And it was like, you need a name. And then all of a sudden, I always was, because when I was a young child, I always used to dress up and do little funny things. So my sister was like, oh, well, Sister Watermelon will be your name. And that's how my name came about. And that's something I've been for 6 years now.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your introduction. We will be back to you in a moment. My brother in the storm with me, this is Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National. Tell us what you're calling in from.
Well, this is Raw Dog, and I'm calling in from the state of Washington, Pacific Northwest, up here by Seattle. I'm in the suburbs outside of Seattle. And, you know, I've just been listening to how to get success promoting and what have you, and what it takes beyond the studio. And, you know, it's just like Sister Watermelon said, you know, God has a plan. There's a time and a place, and the gifts that he gives you, you know, the timing, you know, what if she would have pursued me a comedian or doing something funny on stage when she was young, and it was the wrong time. You know, it's funny because, you know, the young people don't think they have to mature with their talents and the gifts that God gave them if they're going to be successful. They think, ah, it's all there, it's all that it should be, and, hey, knocking on the door. You know, I always say, they run to the door and it turns into the stupid door. You know, you got on me for saying that. But, you know, I have to say like this, you know, it takes time. And, you know, a lot of these young people, they don't start when they're 4 or 5. They wait until they're a teenager and then they decide, I want to be a rapper. Well, you know, it's like a violinist. It's like anything else. The time you have to put it in. You know, they start when they're 4 or 5, you know, and you don't hear them in the beginning because they're starting to learn and hone their crafts, you know. I heard her say when she was young, she liked making people laugh, okay? Not for the money, but for the love of hearing laughter from other people, from being appreciated, that she could give something to them that would lift their spirit. You know, so when we start talking about, you know, outside of the studio, you have to think about where you came from and what brought you to the point where you wanted to be in this industry. And you have to realize, you know, there are very few young kid stars. There are some, but very few. And, you know, let's go to the Joe Jackson thing. You know, he started them out when they were kids. You know, they sacrificed all of their life. And, you know, the door, the knock on the door didn't come as we might think it was when they went to Motown at a young age. You know, the money really wasn't there, but it started coming. It perpetuated over a period of time. You know, so we can talk about beyond the studio. But I think it's, you know, the right people that are, you know, like they say, if the planets are in line, well, the right people in the line of you trying to cultivate and have your talents grow, they'll come. They'll come when it's time. And, you know, that's like you know, you do promotion, advertisement. I mean, you got the hookups. But as quiet as you are, Poetic, you'll tell an artist that's submitting to you, hey, I can do this, but I can't promise you where it's going to go or who's going to accept it as I've accepted it. You know, and I love that about you because you're honest. You at least tell them, look, how deep is your talent and how good are you? The public is going to have to embrace you. I will do what I will try, but guess what? They don't ask you that good question. you know, is there anything that I can do to change so I can get to that doorway, so you can help me? You know, because promotion and what have you, and, you know, that's one of the bigger things. And the proper person to promote you, to set some standards out there that, you know, that can pick up the phone and be appreciated that they are calling about someone that is truly talented. You know, that's you in a nutshell. And, you know, hey, I'm not trying to make you, you know, float on the cloud where I got to tie a string around your leg so I can pull you down
to
earth.
You already did, brother. I'm almost in cloud heaven.
Well, you know, you told me that check was going to be here, so I got to do what I got to
do. I'm like, say some more, man. Say some more.
Well, you know what? The trip about it is that, you know, in this industry, you know, there's so many wannabes. Let's just call it like it is. There's so many wannabes. It's like the Republicans in the Congress. They, you know, they cut their nose off to spite their face, and they don't realize the mistakes they've made. You know, and they don't ask anybody. You know, they stumble through. And you know, it's like, how come you're not smart enough to say, what did I do wrong? You know, everything is not perfect that anyone does, and they can always get help to make it better. And you know, they don't ask that. They, you know, it's more like, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm gonna say it because, you know,
don't
it's
say
like,
it, man. Don't say it, don't say it.
Please, I got to say this. I got to say this. You know, I in hip hop, a lot of the people that are trying to be hip hop artists are, let's say this, mental midgets. Because they think in one dimension. They don't think anything about how to be embraced by the public. They're inside the box trying to feel big on the block. And see, that only works on the block. But, you know, there's no money on the block, you know, unless you're dealing something illegal. And then there's jail, prison, all that old kind of funny stuff. But then, you know, you have to sit back and go, the world is bigger than the block. How somebody in Norway or, you know, Switzerland or England or Africa or Brazil is supposed to embrace this song when you're talking about strapping up and running down the street, chasing a woman? I mean, hey, we can go through the lyrics all day that we just don't want to hear. But, you know, that's what they do. And, you know, I work with a lot of these guys. And, you know,
all right.
It's funny.
I want to switch gears just for a second there, Rondo.
Sure.
Because I want to ask Sister Watermelon, when it comes to packaging yourself as a product, okay? And because I'm sure as an actor doing what you do, do you also visit the studio, do any recording at all?
Yes, I have.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you package your acting ability, your stage play, so you can market it to show someone that you're capable of entertaining? How do you do it? Is it through video today?
Well, yes, I have DVDs out. I do DVDs. I did in studio voice, like a lot of, because I have like a little funny accent sometimes that I do with Sister Watermelon. So I market myself by my voice sometimes, or I'll do a video shoot. I have done both.
Now, I personally had the privilege of watching you and sitting in awe of your talent. Now, how could you give us an example of what you are capable of doing just by the ear? Can you give us an example over there? Am I putting you on the spot?
Yes, I can.
You're an entertainer. I know you can do it.
Well, pretty much I'm always in character. Pretty much I have something that I always go, girl, don't play with me. You know, I do things like a decent in order because don't be disrespecting to me because I don't play them kind of games like that. I'm real respectful, but don't you manipulate me. I don't play those kind of games.
I like a woman talk like that. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Well, I actually put you on the spot to show you for a reason just now. You see how you stood in character, and you took you actually showed demonstrated your ability in a split second just by being asked. Most artists, they feel that they can do, and this is what I've experienced. A lot of them say that they can do this and they can do it into the studio. When they go to a studio, they're capable of doing this. Many of them are afraid to be put on the spot because they're just not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, when preparedness meets opportunity, you have to be ready. And that's what you just showed. You gave us a good demonstration of you're ready to do business beyond the studio. That's why I asked you that question.
I was always told that you're supposed to always be ready. You never know when something's going to come up. How do you know that you're going to be at a place at the right time when somebody's supposed to be on performing and they wasn't able to make it and you may just have to be called? That's oftentimes just like if a pastor is in a church and another pastor didn't show up and they're going to always have to be ready. They're supposed to always have their message in their heart. So that's how I take my comedy. I always have something ready and prepared to give because you never know when you're going to be called on the spot.
What's your take on that, Ronald?
She's a true professional. Now, let's do this. Since he put you on the spot, Poetic, let's put you on the spot. Because we've heard that you pursued the avenues of being a rapper. So you got 15 seconds. Let's hear you.
Oh, you see
Uh-oh.
That.
Man
you
down.
No, it's not a man down. I'm about to throw it down for you. All right, this is titled Judy. I don't mind doing it. It goes, she was the prettiest thing I ever saw. If beauty was a crime, that would make her an outlaw. But Judy was a criminal for something else. The fact is, she really didn't think too high of herself. You see, Judy had a low self-esteem. And what a shame for this beauty queen to have a low self-esteem and no dreams to keep her keen. She could have been a high-fashion princess, profiling diamonds and pearls, you see. Judy really had it going on. She could have been a magazine.
We said 15 seconds.
Judy, Judy, Judy. Don't interrupt
me
when I'm
funny,
brother.
You know what's this funny is that.
You never know when the rubber's going to meet the road. Somebody might be listening. I might be on my way to fame.
See, that, you know what? But see, that's the catch to it. You have been doing this for such a length of time that you're actually a professional at it.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference and the understanding. Plus, you have the platform that you could be a hip-hop artist. But the point of it is until someone comes and produces you to the point that you feel qualified, you're going to continue to practice and not raise your hand and say, I can do that. See, you'd rather ask Sister Watermelon, can she do it? But when I asked you, guess what? You giggled a little bit. You tried to hide in the corner with the light off. And you said, it's showtime. And you ran out from the curtains, and we had to snatch the microphone away from you.
I don't get a chance to perform often, so when I'm ready, I'm saying when it's time to do it, boom, I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, you know what? You know who's only been, has heard you do that many, many times?
Who?
me. I'll say, can you do such and such? And for 15 minutes later, I got to go, okay. Listen, you can stop. You're most excellent
right.
at it. I have to give you that one because I'm glad the world could hear that. Because you are good at it. So it's not like you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, let's get back on topic real quick.
Okay.
Let's talk about taking that, what we just did, our demonstration, what she did, I did, taking it and putting it in a package. How do you start to package your music or your act? Do you just put it on a CD? Do you write it in a handwritten script, and then you put it in a CD case and just tell people, "Hey, here's my new CD. Please make sure you listen to it." Or do you go through the motions to go ahead and get it professionally produced? Hire a graphic artist, someone who can actually capture your image onto paper or some kind of image form. Do you meet up with a photographer? Because a photographer plays a key role in helping you brand yourself and build your image. See, beyond the studio, we have to now put this into a package and create an image. Do you agree, Sister Watermelon?
I agree.
So when you agree, when as a actress, as an actress, how do you package this package? You say you got DVDs. How do you do it? Did you go out and take professional photos?
Yes, I had a professional guy. I had a professional video guy that came to one of my shows that I did, and he videotaped the whole show, and he took it and he turned all the way around. He put the graphics in it. And usually, often when I go out to different places, what I do is I have my laptop and I put it in the laptop and I let people see it while I'm on stage. And then when I come out, if they want to purchase it, they see what they like. And if they want to purchase the CD, they'll purchase it. So that's one of the things that I often do to promote myself.
Okay. And... Okay, and then you actually put your CD packaging together, meaning you. And then after that, did you go to a graphic artist or a printer to actually document this on a form of document so that it could be sold? Did you do any mass printing?
Yes, it went to Big Daddy's Productions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you say it went to Big Daddy's Production, did you have to mix and master it as well?
No, I let them do everything. That's not my calling.
Okay. But do you know if that was a part of the process, the mixing, the mastering, so it'll sound, so you have the right studio sound, the right professional sound of what you're trying to communicate?
Yes.
So it did.
Uh-huh.
So mixing and mastering is a part of the process as well.
Yes.
There's definitely a parallel when it comes to this. It's a parallel when it comes to your music along with your comedy, because that's what you're doing. You're capturing comedy on CD or MP3 form, and then you're marketing it just similar to what an artist would do as in the sense of business. Because, see, beyond the studio, there's definitely business happening. So now my question is, do you also have to have a marketing manager, a PR person to that does your
do your public relations, or is that something that you're doing yourself? Are you self-managed?
No, I have my sister. Actually, God gave it to me. My sister is my published manager. She do all my marketing and getting me out there and getting me different places. She does all my bookings.
So you have to have a booking agent, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's definitely a parallel in which our artists have to have as well. We have to have a booking agent. And that's a part of the it's a part of the process that many people overlook, because the booking agent does what? What does your booking agent do for you, Sister Watermelon?
She book all my upcoming shows. She makes sure I don't double book, so that's why I don't do my booking. She books everything for me. She makes all the phone calls to confirm that I'm coming, or let them know the exact date and what time I need to be there. She does all of that. She makes sure that if I have to travel out of town, that is everything is done and paid for. She do all the pricing. She does everything for. She pretty much does all of that.
So she pretty much manages your calendar of events of the things that need to be done when you need to do it. So you won't, like you said, so you won't double book yourself, correct? Keep your audience.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So based from that perspective, you see teamwork as being definitely a key point of your business, correct?
Exactly.
Key point of business. Right off.
Yeah. It sounds like she's truly blessed, because you know, when you can have family that will work with you, you know, you somebody's covering your back, and God had a great plan for her. Seriously, but I'm not as lucky. I don't have brothers or sisters, so you know, I wish I did, but I don't. And, you know, actually, the closest as family is probably you, Poetic, you know. And the funny part about it is, you know, it's hard to find the people that she has in her corner, you know, the promoter, you know, the manager, you know, someone that's going to, you know, ensure that it's going to go the right way business-wise and for her. Just her life, you know? I mean, you know, a lot of people put you out here and they treat you like a mule. You know, you could be jumping and running, and they're not looking out for the betterment. But, you know, when she said sister, you could hear the love in that, because guess what? She's not going to put her in the strain of just out there making money. She's going to put her in the light of being able to live her life. And to do it in a smooth, proper way, you know, that's a top management team. Now, you know, Mike, you know what my normal question is, Poetic.
What's that?
Can her sister cook a pork chop?
Yes, my sister can cook.
Ooh, I got to meet your sister. No. Hey, I ask that all the time.
That's her main goal. When we go out and I go different places, she always makes sure that I eat, and she wants me to make sure I stay in good nutrition, because I pretty much don't like to eat before I entertain, because I like to, whatever God's going to use me, I want him to use me, so I don't pretty much like to eat before a show. But she always makes sure, as soon as I finish, make sure my food is set to the side. That's just, I have been blessed with a good sister.
Okay, I want to find out about this DVD. How do you make it available for sales? Do you also market it through social media? Do you also market it through, you know, trying to get it on the shelves in a book, in a bookstore or something like that? How do you market this DVD so we can get to know who Sister Watermelon is? And I just want to see the similarity in doing business beyond the studio.
Yes, that actually is something that I'm working on now. I'm actually working on getting myself out there more. I just started getting ready to produce my own web page that I have, so that I'll be able to market DVDs on my web page, and also I'm working into getting in the Bible bookstore.
Okay. All right, now, so you don't need airplay with what you do, but you have to advertise, as in the sense of, do you find yourself having to advertise? How do you advertise and get the word out to the churches? Because it seems like the church is your target market. It seems like plays is a part of your target market. Getting this character, how do you get these characters known among your target market? What do you do? Are you putting advertisements out in magazines, maybe church magazines?
What's your I have been in the Gospel Today's magazine. I did an article last year in the Today's Gospel magazine. And I also, I put flyers out. Whenever I go, I make sure I always have my business cards. I always, like, after I finish the show, I'm always handing it out, or I have people on my team
passing out. What's the purpose of putting flyers out? I mean, usually flyers just go into the garbage, correct?
Pretty much, but I believe in that one person, because people in general, if one person get the word out, everyone knows, because who's travel.
So flyers is definitely an important part. That's grassroots marketing, by the way. That's basically how the information travels for the music business as well. I'm just looking at the parallel, because I'm looking at you being my guest tonight. I want to let everybody know that business is business.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the word out takes strategy. You have to have some kind of strategy in place to get the word out about your music, your product, your promotions, whatever you're trying to promote. And you, as being an actor, an entertainer, you're right there in our field. Entertainment is entertainment. But you have to. Now, my question is, when you come up with skits, and they're your personal skits, is there a copyright necessary for that?
If not, you don't have to necessarily have a copyright, but I believe that you should, because when it's your own personal material, that's something that God gave you, I believe you should brand it, so therefore no one else can use it.
I'm going to tell you, just in case you don't know, if you come up with a skit and you wrote the skit, you must copyright it for your own protection, because if someone else hit on a major play, major scene, and they've taken your skit because they thought it was hilarious, you'll be one sad human being watching what your creative piece get dismantled on the big screen, and you know it was yours.
Yes.
The copyrights, in the same way as in the sense of music, it'll be a little different. But if you're doing sound recordings, you would still definitely do a sound recording. If you did a skit on a tape, I'm telling you, it's all the same when it comes to protecting your intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
You must protect it. That's what this program is built on right here. We're in the business of helping you make music and make money. We teach you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. We'll be back in just a moment. Tonight we're digging in with the music business. It happens beyond the studio. And ironically, we went into the entertainment field, because basically it's pretty much the same. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. There's more to come on the other side. My guest tonight is Sister Watermelon, and she's an act within herself. I'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing,
website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip-Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val da Bibi Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Them seminar reach nowhere, but look where I am now. Seminar reach nowhere, but my hold me end up high.
Yeah, man, you know it's your boy, Ojel, straight out of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and I'm asking all those wonderful people out there to please request my song titled Rising here on hiphopnationalradio.com. You know what I mean? So just keep safe and keep blessed. Respect.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
All right, the music business. It happens beyond the studio. That's what we're talking about tonight. And just now joining me is my brother, Big Moochie. Big Moochie, our line dancing king. Big Moochie, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tell us a little bit about you, what you do there, sir, and where you're calling in from.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Big Moochie calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? I'm in into the hip hop line dance movement. You know what I'm saying? I'm considered as an international line dance pig right now. I have over 20 line dances in front of my belt, 16 years in the game. Things been looking good right now, Al.
Everything, yeah, man. I'm excited for you. I saw that big old, you know, that big award that you recently accepted. So, man, I'm really excited for you, there, buddy. Tell us, what's your thoughts of the music business? It happens beyond the studio, because you're definitely a talent. You're definitely a talent that went into the studio just like every other artist that's aspiring and wanting to be in this business. It seems like my boy fell off, so he'll be coming back. Meanwhile, let's go back to our sister Watermelon. Sister Watermelon, you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Big Moochie fell off during the us talking just now. But anyway, want to go come back to you where we're talking about. Okay, do you know if in the what you're doing, is it going to have a point where it's a distribution point where you're putting out this DVD where you could possibly get it on the shelves in stores and stuff like that? And have you targeted the market of where, what Christian stores you're going to put it in, when and how you're going to do it?
That's something that I'm still working on, but my prayers and my goal is to get into family Christian bookstores. and to be international known, just to get anywhere, everywhere that I can. When I go, matter of fact, recently I went to Orlando, and when I went to Orlando, I'm trying to get into the Bible bookstore called Stone Christian up there in Orlando. So, and he was willing to work with me and help me get out there. So that's one of my goals for this year.
Okay. So can I ask you this? Do you believe that connections is your key to getting it into those stores?
Absolutely.
How important is it in building bridges so you can bridge the gap between you and the industry insiders that you need?
I believe it's very important to build a communication barrier with all people, and I'm very, that's something that I'm big on, that you support people, and when you support people, I believe they believe in supporting you back.
All right. Rado, I know you're there.
Yeah.
In the trenches with me. So I'm going to, oh, there you go, Big Moochie, and join us again. Let's finish, let's bring him back on and let him
all right.
Come back in. Big Moochie.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. I had to switch phones.
Yeah, I was just talking to Sister Watermelon. I don't know if you did you catch that part, what I was just asking her about how important is it to build bridges and relationships with people to help her, market what she's doing as an actor. And do you see a similarity, Big Moochie, between what you do and what she's doing as an actress?
Yes. The whole entertainment business is based off of, you know, relationships and things like that. The more people you get to help, you know what I'm saying, support you and promote you, that's what carry you on a long way. Because, you know, the business is all who you know and out here now. So you definitely need to, you know, build good relationships and build them connect bridges. Because you burn bridges, that can really hurt your career in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I want to get both of you guys on this one. Okay, you do line dancing, Big Moochie. Do you
yes,
have
sir.
You ever opened up for a big act at a concert?
Back in the days, I have opened up for numerous acts, as far as like you know, Mary J, Usher, I did some stuff with Keisha Cole, things like that. But now I'm on the same bill with them, like big festivals. Like right now, it's like me, Cupid, we're on tour, and I do a lot of shows with like Zap, the Dab Band, a lot of the old school tours, mm-hmm. the old school soul
okay.
tours. So now it's like, you know, we all performing together. Like sometimes, like they might come on Friday nights, and I'm the headliner for Saturday, or you know, vice versa.
Okay, and Sister Watermelon, how about you? Have you been the opening act, or maybe the bill in with the same bill as the main act? Have you done that as an actress?
Yes, I have opened up for people, and that's something I do quite often.
Okay, so now that question, the reason why I asked you that question, how do you guys get in with those people? How do you find out where those opening acts, that the opportunity is available? How could you tell a young child or someone who's possibly listening how that they can build these type of relationships so that they can get their act on the road?
Well, I would say communication.
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is the key?
Communication is the key.
In what sense? What do you mean, communication?
For instance, one of my main things is when I go places and people ask me, oh, you know, how did you get started? I'm very friendly, and I'm always willing to communicate and get them, oh, would you come here and do this? Sure, I'm always willing. If I'm available, I'm there, because I believe when you get yourself out there, and you communicate, someone else will tell that person about you, and then that's how they get your number, and that's how you get out there. And I believe you just have to be in the right place at the right time.
Big Mucha?
Yeah, I chime on that. Like she said, some of with communication, but a lot of it is we're having good relationships with people. That's like mm-hmm. as far as, like, say you're a promoter, you brought me into your city to do a show. I came there, we did a show, we sat down, we break bread together, we talked, had a good time, and then, like, you might have a friend or, you know what I'm saying, somebody from out of town that might be saying, hey, Al, you got somebody that da-da-da, first person you're going to call is who you got a good relationship with. And say, yeah, mm-hmm. I got somebody that might be good to open up with you, you know what I'm saying? Let me give him a call and connect you, he's a good guy. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Now, I'm sure both of you guys have done some pro bono stuff. What takes you pro bono to charging a service fee?
Okay, as far as...
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, for me, my pro bono work always was to hit the markets that I wasn't known in. Or the markets that was like, you know, slowly, gradually on my music, but, you know what I'm saying, I need to get out there and get myself known. And as far as the paid shows come on, is those was from the shows that I'm, like, really hot in the cities, and they actually calling me, you know what I'm saying, saying, hey, we need you down here, man. They playing your stuff all the time on the radio, all the clubs playing it. But that's when those come in. But, like, if I call a spot, I'm like, hey, say if I call, like, Denver, Colorado, and they're like, yeah, they playing it, but, you know, you don't hear it that much. Then that's when I work on the pro bono shows to go out there to get myself out here and get more exposure.
So when you say pro bono, is that investment totally on you? Is it do you consider that an investment? That funds have to come up, you have to take a flight, you have to book a hotel, you got to get travel for yourself when you do that pro bono, or are you asking for that as a per diem? In order to do the show.
Oh no, I use it as an investment.
As an investment.
We use it as an investment. Yeah, as an investment. You know, you have to invest in yourself if you really want to get anywhere.
Yeah, that's my point. That's my key mm-hmm. point right there, and I wanted that statement said. What you think, Sister Watermelon?
I agree totally. It's many times when I had to travel to Orlando and I promoted myself to get there. It wasn't that you have to promote yourself. I believe in you have to invest something to get something.
So therefore, what you both, could I say we have the consensus of saying that it takes sacrifice.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, you got to sacrifice. You have to. I have sacrificed many a time.
Making certain sacrifices, even if it's a financial sacrifice. In order to get some kind of connection somewhere in an area in which you're trying to promote yourself. So when you go into a blanket area, I'm going to start with you, Big Moochie. Like you say some places it's not as known. What is it that you do when you hit that area? People don't know you, but do you pull out your – do you have a street team with you when you're there, or is it someone – is it just you by yourself and – what's your method of attack hitting a city of an unknown area? Do you go out and put out flyers before you get to the stage? Do you put out posters? Are you doing some social media marketing before press releases? What type of business is taking place before you get to that area?
Well, as far as me, what I do is I like to use examples. So say that if I'm coming to your town on a pro bono and I end up being able to do a show on a Saturday, normally me and maybe one or two of my friends, if it's driving distance, you know what I'm saying, we'll rent a car, we'll drive out there on a Thursday. You know what I'm saying? But before I get out there, you know, I put it on the social media. Hey, Big Hoochie going to be in Florida, da-da-da, you know what I'm saying, come on out and this and that and you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, by me being a biker, I call up a lot of my biker associates. And, you know what I'm saying, I call them like, hey, what's the happening spots down here? What's going on tonight? What's going on next night? And I invade all them spots passing out flyers. passing out promotional CDs with my music, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, by me doing line dancing, you know, a lot of people love line dancing, so sometimes it's not hard for me to go in the club and say, hey, can you put this song on? Put the song on, and me and my buddies, we go out there and teach how to do the dance, and pretty much that's how we build it up until that actual date that I'm actually performing.
Awesome.
So really, we go out there, like, if the party is on a Saturday, we'll go there Thursday and Friday and just hit everywhere that's catered to the type of music that I do, and we just promote with the flyers, give away CDs, and just, you know, meeting people, talking and shaking hands, and, you know, also with the social media, the Instagram, the Twitter, taking pictures, and, you know, things like that.
Let's talk about Instagram now. Instagram has become a serious phenomenon, but when you're taking pictures, when you're using Instagram pretty much, should it have some kind of message in the photo? Is it a graphic or is it just a regular photo? And it's just, does it just go to the people that you're in the circle with?
Well, I feel that once an artist goes out of town, they're doing a lot of the Instagram things. Basically, it's like, you know, some people document their trips. So, like, if you're out there meeting your fans, you know, ask them, hey, can you hold up this poster real quick and take pictures with them? You know, saying, take pictures of the landmarks, you know, hey, me and Al down here in Miami Beach, you know what I'm saying, and we holding up flyers or CDs of my songs, you know, things like that. I use them all as promotional.
Okay. And Sister Watermelon, your thoughts?
The same. I mean, I do the same when I'm with my, like, for instance, Saturday at the stage play. I had people that never met me before, and it was their first time. They took pictures with me. They asked me, can they take pictures? And, of course, it was on Facebook. It was on Twitter. And then I had people contacting me from that way just because I always make myself available to have my number on Facebook, on Twitter, and I always give out free CDs. I give out free proto pages. I'll do all of that.
Now, Sister Watermelon, this is not to stab at you in any kind of way. How the heck you get a name called Sister Watermelon? when I'm in my head, I'm trying to figure out why they call her Sister Watermelon. Now, I personally know why, because I saw it. But
this is Raw Dog, and I was afraid to ask
this
that one.
On the mass media.
Well, Big Moochie don't know, so I would like to know.
Yeah. Well, Sister Watermelon is just something that she's a classy lady, her own style of fashion, and I came up with it with the fashion and the clothes.
Her own
and when you
style
see,
of fashion, I'm telling you,
yes, she does.
Style of fashion. Give us a graphic, a painting of what she might wear.
Well, for instance, I have my own stylist. She makes my clothes. I have two. You know, I call them up and be like, well, this is what I'm visualizing for this show. Like, for one of my plays that I was in, my outfit was a watermelon dress with watermelons all over it, and I had lights on it. She put actual lights on it. So when I came across the stage, I control the lights, and I cut it on, and I light up like a Christmas tree.
I'm getting a picture now.
That's a good marketing technique.
Seriously.
Pretty much, and I make my own. And the reason why, because I've always been into fashion, so I have my own line. Like, I'm coming out with watermelon earrings. I make bracelets. I do all of those things because, like, I'm trying to get her out there as a line that, you know, it's okay to have a different style. So, therefore, she has her own style. She has, you know, she don't have to match all the time to be fashionable. So, it's a brand that I'm coming up with.
Now, that's very important, what y'all just heard her say. It's a brand. She's constantly building on the brand.
Mm-hmm.
The name in itself, she's constantly putting something on it to make it more attractive. To me, when I think of Sister Watermelon, I'm just trying to figure this out.
Am I going to, I mean, would a woman want to wear that earring? But I tell you what, yes. Especially if it was a costume and you created that costume. Because I've seen it. And you create that costume, you brand that costume, and everybody come up and they show up at costume parties with it. Imagine how much money that you would make if you create the image that sells and market across the masses. That's what this is. That's what entertainment is. That's what it is about branding. It's all about branding. All about putting your stamp on something and making it sell.
Yes, yes,
is everybody in agreement with me or not?
Oh, I agree. I think it's excellent.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
You know, being an individual, you are going to stand out because there's only one of you. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and I commend you for that because it takes courage to be an individual. You know,
exactly.
A lot of the young people today, they'd rather be a clone of, you know, a lookalike. You know, they try to put themselves to be identical to a Drake or to an Usher or to Chris Brown, but you know that being an individual is what got those guys where they're at. So yeah, I think you got the right formula.
We got two distinguished individuals on the phone because, like, she does her thing, her niche. Big Moochie have recognized that. Hey, I want to have a niche in line dancing.
Yeah.
Niche marketing is not an easy task, but yet it's an exclusive task. If you can find your niche and market on that niche, you can become a very successful human being.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. You know, there was only one Chubby Checker. You know, everybody knew him for
right.
a twist. You know, and he's still doing it. So, you know, I saw him on television not too long ago. He had a toupee on, but he was still doing the twist. So,
it's funny you said that when you said, like, it's one Chubby Checker because this past weekend, week before last when I had won my award, you know what I'm saying, they had said something about for the state of Ohio. They were saying that, you know, I've been doing line dance for 16 years. And, you know, I've been successful at it. And then, you know, they were saying, but have you ever noticed that no other artist in the state of Ohio ever tried to make a line dance record? Because they say as soon as somebody tried to do a line dance record, they were like, oh, you trying to be like Big Moochie. That's Big Moochie's thing right there.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm like, and I just noticed, I'm like, you're right, 16 years, nobody else in the state of Ohio has tried to make a line dance record.
Wow.
Exactly. And, you know, I can appreciate Sister Watermelon. Because, you know, she's creating her own character, you know.
Right.
I'm not trying to compare her with Tyler Perry's Madea, but there's another niche. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, when we start to talk about it, I guess in being an artist, you've got to be an individual talent. And that's what's going to bring about success, you know. And then promoting that individual talent.
Apart from the masses.
Yeah, and then promoting it. Yeah. But see, I guess that's where a lot of the young people get scared. They're afraid to be individuals and promoting it. You know, they'll do it behind the scenes, but they're not gonna take it far. Because, you know, that's like that guy that did that Chocolate Rain song. He had that unusual voice, and he created that. And YouTube, they went nuts over it. You know, I don't know what he's doing now, but, I mean, most young people would have been discouraged because they wouldn't have been the norm, you know, that's expected.
And that's what the problem is with a lot of these artists coming up today is they worried about what their friends going to say about them. If it's not cool to their friends, then it's not cool to them. But I tell everybody, I said the world is way bigger than just your little neighborhood.
Exactly.
Because, like, when I started with the line dancing thing, all the guys like, man, we don't want to hear that stuff. We don't want to hear that type of stuff. You know, but then once the girls and the ladies start getting out there doing the dances all the time, next thing you know, hey, play that song again. Play that song again. Now they all on it.
Now, Big Moochie, I know that there's a form of enjoyment in just doing these line dances, but at the same time, you're a businessman. Why did you get exclusive to being just line dancing when there's a big market for just rapping and, you know, rapping on the track, lacing the track with, you know, night from night hip hop?
Okay, what it was, you know, I tried the rap role, you know, saying for a minute when the line dancing was like at a standstill because we was having issues with a lot of promoters saying, well, we want to book Big Moochie to perform, but we just don't want him just on stage line dancing through the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, when we try to go to the rap market, it's like everybody and their father trying to be a rapper in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter where you go. Every city, hick town, small country town, everybody trying to be a rapper. So I look at it as, like, say, a four-lane highway. You got your R&Bs. It's a traffic jam. You have your rappers. It's a traffic jam. But when it comes to my line dancing, that lane is open. So I say, you know what, let me stick with what I was basically naturally born with, and that, you know, like I said, that's my niche. I said, there ain't no sense for me trying to be like somebody else. Let me just keep being myself, and that's what I just did. That's why I just stuck with the line dance movement.
Awesome. When we come back, we're definitely going to talk about niche marketing and why it's effective and why it works, because of the fact that you have to be distinguishable. You got to just be able to stand apart from the rest. And I got two distinguished individuals online with me right now, and I definitely want to talk about that because this is business. But this, you got to think beyond the studio. Where you're going to go with what you're trying to market. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf.
National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your hip-hop national news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the music business. It happens beyond the studio. But before we go back into the topic, I want to tell you how to get your music connected right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music now. We want to hear from you. We want to help promote you and help you get it to the next level. So go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and then give me a call, 954-461-3398. Again, it's 954-461-3398. Looking forward to hearing from you. So we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to place it in front of the industry inside circle of the music business. We're in the business of helping you make music and make money by teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. That's what we do 7 days a week here. And we are on 7 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, all music, guys. That's where your music is to be supported. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have discussions just as we're doing tonight. We're talking about the music business. It happens beyond the studio. And that's what we do. And then on Saturday, on Sunday, we have Pastor Chris Willingham, who brings you Crimson Line Ministries right here on Hip Hop National Radio. So definitely tune in 7 days a week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. All right, back to the subject, the music business. It happens beyond the studio. And before we went to the break, we were talking about niche marketing, and we're going to go right to Sister Watermelon, and then we'll bring back in Big Moochie. Why did you choose, Sister Watermelon, why did you choose to go into acting and make it your buzz factor? What made you go in that lane? Because earlier you were saying that an opportunity presented itself. What made you get into it and stay into it?
Well, I've always been in acting from middle school on. I've been in acting all my life. I went to a different type of school, and I was the only African-American girl in my whole drama class, and I wanted to bring a different edge because they used to always, like, section me out. Oh, because I was black and, you know, it was like a majority of a Caucasian school. And, you know, they never seen a black girl with multi-talent. So I think what really brought out my niche of acting and enjoying it was once I had to play Yenta the matchmaker, it was a Jewish lady. And I had came up with a Jewish accent. And it was from then on is when I said, you know, this is something that I love to do. Acting is me, and I've been doing acting ever since, and that, I think, what established my niche. I always love acting. I always like to see people laugh and make them enjoy. I like to take real-life situations and bring it to the light in a comical way.
All right. Do you see singing or rapping in your future as far as diversifying your talents?
Well, I just was talking with one of my people that helped promote me. I was just talking to her the other day about getting me a vocal coach because I was like, singing ain't my thing, but I always know that's something that I can always have and with being a better actor with vocal coaching. Then I always, in all my acts that I do, always end my comedy routine with a rap, a homemade rap that I make up, however I feel. So I wouldn't say that it wouldn't be, but that's something that I do enjoy. But it won't be a normal rap. It's always something comical.
Okay. All right, let's go back to Big Moochie. Big Moochie, same question to you. Okay, like you was telling me before the break, you said everybody else is doing rap, everybody else is doing this. Do you see yourself doing anything beyond line dancing? Is that your niche and you're just going to stay in that lane?
I also do a tad bit of rapping, you know what I'm saying, because now the line dance movement has moved so big to the point where they got line dancers off of rap records and things like that. But You know what I'm saying? Majority of all my rap records will be basically rap slash line dance. I'm never going to leave the line dance niche alone. That's going to be my main niche.
Okay. How about, here's the same question to you again. When it comes to diversification, do you see yourself getting into some comedy? Do you see yourself getting into acting maybe in your future? Do you see it as bringing this thing a full circle into being an entertainer? Big Mooch, you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
And that question is for
you. The question was for me?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm about to say Sister Watermelon.
Sister Watermelon, she's already into acting. She's already a comedy. So I'm flipping the script. I'm saying,
As far as acting with me, I didn't done some acting before. You know, since I was a drama major at the Cleveland School of Arts, and I have played some extra roles in a few movies, like Against the Ropes that was filmed out of Cleveland, the Antoine Fisher story that was also filmed out of Cleveland. You know, so. I've been doing my little acting thing a little bit. Matter of fact, it's supposed to be a play my agent had told me about that they was thinking about including like a line dance, you know what I'm saying, into the play, like how a lot of the Tyler Perry movies do at the end. They always had like the little line dancing and things like that. And they was thinking about, you know what I'm saying, casting me to be in there, you know what I'm saying, actually performing one of my songs. So, you know, I definitely get into the acting business.
Okay. Now, do you see how important is self-development so that you could diversify into these things? It makes you a more of a threat to this industry because you're able to do multiple things. Do you guys agree with me or you disagree? And then tell me why do you feel that it's important, that self-development is important? I'm going to start with you, Vic Mucci.
Well, I feel that self-development is important, but a lot of times is when you try to put yourself in a lot of different categories, sometimes it'll hurt you because, you know what I'm saying, like say with acting, you know, when you really want to be an actor, you have to go full-fledged in the, you know what I'm saying, into that one craft. Sometimes
so
it's not good to have...
You think you can lose your original drive, such as, let's say, Will Smith. Will Smith started off as a rapper.
I was just getting ready to say his name, too. I was just getting ready to say him.
But then even Queen Latifah started off, but the passion for rapping eventually died out, and boom, she's doing something else. But can I ask you this? Could that be your calling?
Yeah.
Could it be your calling? This was just a pathway to get there.
It can be your calling. It pretty much could be. It's like you really have to take a gamble on it.
Say it again.
I'm saying sometimes you just have to take a gamble on it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You really have to sit down
I think you have to look at it as a development process, and you just can't put yourself in a box. Because, see, like Sister Watermelon discovered that she could do this character. Because...
Mm-hmm.
But can I say one thing?
Can I jump in here, Poetic? This is Rada.
Yes, sir.
Can I say something that maybe that the young people should have heard from both of their resumes? They were educated somewhat in acting, in the performing arts. She said she took it in school. Big Mucci said he took it in school. So it's not like they jumped in without any knowledge. They had, it was formulated back then so that they could be the people that they are and the professionals that they are. It just didn't one day, okay, hey, I want you in the movie. They had some background, you know, and when I heard that, it was like the light bulb went on, and I was hoping that the young people heard that off of the show is that they actually studied acting. They studied performing arts. They sat in class and they were taught some things that they needed to know if they were going to to try to cultivate their talents. You know, and I think that's a beautiful thing, because if you don't listen, you'll think people just rise up, walk off the street, and they start doing it. They started at a young age, you know, and they open themselves up to development in different areas, so that they, you know, that they were armed with the beginning skills to go further. And each one of them, evidently, when they went home and in their spare time, started developing and working on these things that they had learned, so that when the time came, they were prepared somewhat to step in that light, you know. And I can appreciate these two people because they broke it down. It's just not, hey, all of a sudden today I'm an actor. No. They started at a younger age in formulating who they are today. And I applaud you, because without saying those things, we get into this, like he said, you know, the lane is full of rappers and full of R&B singers. You know, they just jumped in it, decided that's what they wanted to do. But you have to learn, you know, Shakespeare. You know, you have to learn all these different things to put together the total package. And they are both total packages.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to add on with is that I tell a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming artists, you know what I'm saying, who's in it, if you look at a lot of your big major artists that you look up to, about 70% of them went to school for it before they even got into their career.
Yeah, exactly.
70% of them either went to like a school of the arts, or when they got into like, say, acting and things like that, because they felt the niche, they went to school and learned more things, or like a little community college, taking up acting, taking up music, taking up, you know, production, things like that.
Yeah, you know, because Will Smith was brought up. And I believe I read somewhere where he took performing arts in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just to think that, you know, he had all of this talent and then it was showtime, that's not how he developed. You know, and I'm happy that we got two qualified people to tell the story, because without that part of the story, that's how a lot of the young people are misled, and they think, like the show we had before about the microwave adventure to success, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen. It takes hard work. It takes promotion. It takes understanding that, you know, that, okay, you can have the skills, but yet you have to develop them over a period of time. You know, you might have started out with an inkling and everybody said, oh, I like that, but you didn't just stop in the beginning. And where you're at now didn't happen back then. So, you know, hey, I commend you two. I think you two were excellent for tonight, because the young folks really, really needed to hear the truth. And you both have told the truth to them. Now, will they listen? Well, that's another story. That's another day. Back to you, boys.
All right. I got two callers online. I got 731-394 Cadillac JR. Cadillac JR, where are you calling in from? And
I'm
what's your contributional comment to the topic?
Yeah, I'm calling in from Tennessee. I'm in Nashville. Basically, I was listening, and my thing is, let's not forget that it's a business.
Cadillac JR, for some reason, we're getting a bad connection from you. Bad connection. Right. Is it possible you can hang up, call back in, because it's not connecting well?
It's not coming in clear.
Raw Dog, do you guys hear him? Raw Dog, do you hear him clearly?
Yeah, we were hearing the breakup.
Yeah, I think we all are at this moment. But if you would call back
might
in,
be the area he's in,
it would clear the line. Okay?
All right, I got you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. We got Shaku. Shaku, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Shaku, thank you, thank you.
Something's going on with the line.
Yeah, something's going
on.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not my line. Can you hear me a little better now?
No.
But you know how Blog Talk is. They're having their ghosts in the studio.
You know what, Rada, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up my line. Maybe it's all of a sudden my line. I don't know. But I'm going to hang up my line. If you would go ahead and go around the panel. Handle the show. We'll be back in just a moment. I'll be back.
All right. Shaku?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Poetic is now hanging up. So now you, what's your input in this? And I'm disappointed you can't find the porch out.
Well, dog, I think it's a
phone.
Unfortunately, it happens at times that we have a bad connection. I was got to find it on Cadillac.
Okay, it's
Cadillac
straightening
JR.
Out now.
I'm gonna welcome you back to the show, Cadillac JR. You now have the floor. Please tell us where you're calling in from, and what's your contribution to the talk.
Yeah, that's that governmental shutdown right there, man. It's messing up the phone.
I didn't want to say it.
They don't want to see us progress right now. That's what you're trying to say, bro.
Yeah, man. This too many ways for people to connect with each other. So they don't want that to happen, man. But I'm Cadillac JR. I'm calling in from Tennessee, man. And basically, I was listening, and I don't want us to forget that this is a business. Entertainment is a business. Whether you're a rapper, a MC, an artist, it's a business. You have a brand. And with that brand comes opportunities. You know, I heard him talking about that, you know, they had a background in acting. Some people don't have a background in acting. Now, once those opportunities are presented to you, it's up to you to go and study for that role. It's up to you to go and make the necessary things happen so you can get other roles. Trust me.
Before you get there, don't you think it's up to you to develop that as a fine-tuning point to who you want to be as an outcome beyond that studio?
But this is one thing that we have to...
Because that career could die out. And as we know,
we've heard
of one-hit wonders.
Yes. And that's where it comes back to being a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it becomes the business part and you actually being a brand. You know, right now we're talking on, what's this, Block Talk Radio? It's a brand. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's getting diluted because we're all staticky with, you know, our conversation, but yet still, this is a brand. It stands for something. Catalog is a brand. It stands for something. And as an artist, I'm an artist myself. I rap myself. And as an artist, I stand for something. So if I take a role, then I need to make sure that when I do that role, that I'm the best at it when I do it. That way I can get other roles. Because let's be honest, man, music is not going to be, you have, what, 3 years tops doing music? 5 if you're lucky, 10 if you're Jay-Z.
For the average artist, not all artists.
God. Yeah. For the average, yeah. I mean, we can do music for the rest of our lives, but the actual people buying it, the customers, the people that we're promoting to and marketing to, those segments change every year. You know what I'm saying? Every year there's another freshman class. You understand what I'm saying? All right,
we were talking about niche marketing before. Let's just go to an artist who did some niche marketing in a sense. There never be another Prince. I think Prince he was a phenomenon.
No.
You look at a Luther Vandross. He did. He held down his niche. So did Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Well, so did T-Pain.
And T-Pain.
Hey, can I sign me up for a minute, Al?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Cadillac? He's a good friend of mine out of Tennessee. You know, so we got some things together going on. Hey, but one niche I could tell that, in my opinion, that a person tried to change their niche was MC Hammer.
Yeah.
All noticed where MC Hammer changed from dancing and making party music to the funky
Hammer
back when he started wearing Dickies and the boots and started rapping gangster, it just took his whole credibility away.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that was one thing, because I think he didn't stick with his niche.
Yep.
You know what's funny? You brought up somebody that's coming up here to Washington State to perform. He's back out there trying to perform.
Wow.
So.
And I guarantee you, he's going to bring back that dancing.
probably will.
Because he knows that's what established him.
Yeah. But you also got to understand, that's who he is. A lot
he
of
is,
artists,
yeah.
man, and artists, and I'm an artist, so I have to let you know, we sometimes lose who we are trying to make music for the people. You know what I'm saying? And the era when he tried to switch over and be gangster is when he went and signed with Death Row. And he tried to change his image, and it failed. That's not who you are. That's not the people. That's not the perception that the people have of you. The perception that people have of you is when you first come out, that's who you are. When Ludacris first came out, he was this funny guy. He wanted to lick you from your head to your toes, and we enjoyed that, and that's who he's been since day one. Every video that you see every time is something funny that you can relate to it coming back to being who he is. When you try to change that, you're changing who you are.
The funny thing about MC Hammer is that, you know, that Psy guy from, he was overseas, that came in with the Gangnam Style. That was actually MC Hammer in a foreign language. Because they did, he had MC Hammer on a television show with him, up there doing the same thing MC Hammer used to do. You know, it was a step to it. So, you know, MC Hammer's bitch was still there.
All right, guys. It seems like we're going back under that submarine again.
Yeah.
We are being attacked. Yes, it's... I don't know, guys. Big Moochie, if you would open up your mic, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from Shaku. I want to hear from Sister Watermelon and Captain JR. I want to hear from you because I want to know if your mic is doing the same. So let's go around the thing. Big Moochie, can you speak with me? Yes, it seems like. Definitely having problems, technical issues. Shaku?
Yes.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
So, yes. Guys, unfortunately, I think the communication is very important. I think it's very effective when we're communicating clearly. And I know I'm probably being just as chopped up as everybody else. I think this is the time for us to go to music and we can convene again on Wednesday. Rod Aug, are you with me?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the music, sir?
It's unfortunate. We may not even hear the music play, to be honest with you. But it's unfortunate, guys. We kind of I'm having some system technical difficulties, and unfortunately, it's interfering with a good show. I want to say thank you to all of our guests and all the people who appeared tonight. Appreciate it, and definitely we'll be back on Wednesday. Well, tomorrow for All Music, guys, with Dr. AT. So y'all definitely get to upload your music, your MP3. If you guys hear me clearly, do you guys hear me clearly? You say like that.
You're the only
and I would know.
But hey, don't forget the speaker.
Okay, I really can't hear nobody. I swear it sounds like it's under the water. You can hear me perfectly?
I can hear you perfectly, though.
Oh, wow. It still could sound perfect. unfortunately, guys, it is like we're under the water, and I do apologize to everybody. Rod Aug, if you would, go ahead, Dr. AT, y'all take it away, okay?
All right. We party all around the clock. A hip to the hop, and you know we don't stop.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Rail, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalrail.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Rail. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? There's no motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. But I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got a charger on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my hometown. Beat my more wild. My southern hospitality, let's see. Nice guy. Plus, they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feel records out of city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number four, and got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room, the man at the sea. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm one, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would care a little. Happy to get to know a little more about me.
Yeah.
Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like.
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go. Step double, we can take it slow, so incredible.
Now they flow.
You know I'm ready to go with two step double, but I'ma take it slow.
Now they flow.
We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind.
Now they flow.
Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. Still rock big shoes, don't procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two step while I'm sipping with drink. You know I gotta have a dark color cup of pink. Cuban link, she got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. Ain't the only thing that rains. Now you two step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Do the let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go.
Now
two step double. I'm so out of control, like Damon Letterman. My show.
Now they close.
Got a bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you get loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes.
Now they close.
Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool. Got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night.
Now they close.
Bad dude. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you two-step for me.
Next on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me
what
you dream.
Roscoe
Fettuccine.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang Official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go. Help you live your dreams, love.
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
They will be marching. We don't stop. Song will be singing. In the east. Song will be gathering. We in the west. Song will be shouting. We in the north.
They will be marching. We down south.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. One, two,
yeah.
Ten.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless, except ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If I love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
On deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah. Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I'll stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings every penny for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evidence. His homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government adequate. We know about Connecticut. Yeah. Said this deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheep, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, She's Hot.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. This is D on the go again, baby, so free. Look at how she gets.
get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby, see me, turn it around, hit the flow and then go on, do your thing. All I wanna see is fantasy, baby, what it be? I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got up and feel like I done anything. How you got it on the squirrel, girl, got me going. Welcome to my world, girl, if you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now, bring it close to me. On the quad in, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, gone, sunny peace.